few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Let's talk about something fun today. Got this short little episode here, a series of short episodes. We're going to do three of them. Again, thanks to QuickBooks for making this possible. So let's talk a bit about where we're going next, how to prepare for life after COVID. As I said, this is a fun discussion, right? Because, you know, we have all had different experiences over the past year, but one way or another, I'm pretty sure that your life has been affected in some way, at least, let's say, by the global pandemic. So first of all, let me just say, if you're one of the many who have had some serious losses, especially a friend or a family member who has passed away, I am so sorry. And there's never a good time to lose someone you care about. So first and foremost, let's just acknowledge that. And whether that's been your experience or if your life has been relatively unscathed, like I said, we've all been touched by it one way or another. Now we are all in a very interesting time in which the end is near. Not the end of the world, but the end of how the world has been for an entire year. So I'm excited about this. At the beginning of 2021, I said, hope is on the way. Talked a little bit about that. Well, it's arrived, right? At least the hope has arrived. We've still got vaccines to get out, but the hope has definitely arrived. So in this very short bonus episode, I'd like to share some thoughts on what's to come, especially regarding events, remote work, and of course, side hustle opportunities. Maybe a good place to start is when our collective world was turned upside down 1 year ago, I made a few observations and predictions. So maybe a question is, how have those held up? And more importantly, what comes next? Okay, so one of the things I said a year ago was that this time would cause a global reckoning, especially a corporate global reckoning with remote work, and that would last long after the pandemic ended. So even though I wish COVID-19 would have ended many months ago, the longer it's gone on, the more semi-permanent that world or that norm has become. In fact, a lot of companies, you know, I'm sure you've heard this already, a lot of companies have said it will always be an option for employees to work remotely. Others have promised some sort of hybrid structure. So maybe you've had that experience, or perhaps the company you work for is not on board with that at all. But the point is, I think if you want to work remotely, like if you've always been attracted to that idea and you want to, you know, continue it post-pandemic, now you'll have much more opportunity to. In fact, I saw the other day that there is this Fisher-Price My Home Office kit for toddlers who want to have the same work accessories that mom and dad do. You know, your first webcam and headset, right? It used to be a briefcase. You know, let me kind of dress up like mom or dad. Now it's a toy laptop on the kitchen counter, because that is the world of work, you know, for so many people. So this dynamic has led to opportunities, not just for Fisher-Price, but for side hustlers focused on helping people work from home. Got a number of stories about that. As well, the meditation and wellness worlds, they have seen a huge boom, and that's going to continue as well. What else? Well, let's talk about travel. Okay, travel is poised to thrive. You know, travel is kind of in the opposite place that it was a year ago in terms of industries. Maybe not mass market cruise ship travel, maybe not business travel. I'll say more about that in a moment, but just about everything else. There are going to be some amazing deals for consumers. And some people, some travel experts are already calling it the Roaring 20s. We're going to be entering the Roaring 20s, the new golden age of travel. As much as travel spending declined in early 2020, it's going to increase in the second half of 2021. But the key distinction is it will be driven by consumer travel, not business travel. So that creates a lot of changes for the industry, which has always made most of its money on business travel. And as part of that new golden age of travel, like here's another thing, we're going to have more and more interest in community and events. I actually went to my first event in more than a year, very recently, just last weekend. It was so obvious how people are so ready to connect. Like even if we still need to take precautions and wear masks and physically distance, so much more is possible already, and it's going to be, you know, possible very, very soon. So that's exciting. How can you prepare for it? And here's what I want to encourage you to do. Imagine a world in which everything is normal. By normal, I mean COVID restrictions, things like that, because this is what's happening, like we are getting there. And imagine how your side hustle idea fits in that world. So don't just think about how the world is now. Don't just think about this time of transition. Envision how it will be. And even if you're listening to this in the future, like if you're listening to this a few months after it's been out or even further than that, and COVID isn't as relevant, which by the way, wouldn't that be nice? So that's awesome if you're hearing that now. Well, you can still apply the same principle. You know, don't just think about how things are now. Imagine how the world will be, you know, to the best of your ability, you know, within a few months, let's say 3 to 6 months. How can you take small actions today to be ready for what's coming next? It's always a good question to ask. I think it's especially important in this time of transition or in any time of transition, let's say. So remote work, wellness, travel, and events. Those are just a few highlights. If we had more time, I would talk about the concept of the great stagnation, how innovation has been lagging for the past couple of decades. But now all of a sudden, because of so much research in the past year, it's kind of been unlocked. Like we're seeing so much more innovation from blockchain technology to electric vehicles becoming standard. Like in the relatively new future, it's going to be much more common to buy an electric vehicle than a non-electric one, which, you know, never would have been the case even just a couple of years ago. And those are just a couple of examples. There's also been a tremendous amount of innovation in medical research and technology, initially because of the pandemic, but then kind of spilling over into other areas as well. So lots of stuff on the horizon. Take a deep breath, everyone. Take a deep breath. We are entering a brave new world very soon. It's exciting. I hope you're ready for it. I often say the best is yet to come, and I really do believe that. But now we can see it coming. Like I said, we can see it on the horizon. And I hope that this time will signify something remarkable for you in whatever stage of life, business, side hustling that you're in. I'll do my best to keep supporting you with new stories, tips, and conversations. This has been the first of 3 bonus episodes brought to you by our friends at Intuit. It is tax season, that's happening too, and they want you to know about the QuickBooks suite of tools that can help you be more successful. So thanks a lot, Intuit. Learn more at QuickBooks.com. For now, thank you for listening. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, the end is near.